Well, hey there, y'all. I have a fun episode for you today with a coaching call, excerpts from a coaching call with my new pal, Amanda Ogg, who is a DFW photographer. And in her call, for her hour, she wanted to spend a lot of our time working on her website copy, which we did. And y'all will hear some of that. And I'm excited for you to hear that because she told me, like, after this call that the changes that we made, that we talked through and she made to her website copy and to her SEO strategy, when she implemented them, she couldn't remember two or three clients that next week after she implemented those changes. Now, obviously, a lot of that is attributed to Amanda's skill as a photographer and her service to her clients. I don't want to be like, oh, it's on me. It's on me. Like, no, like, but those changes sometimes in your website copy and your SEO strategy, sometimes those changes, hint, hint, often those changes can really pay off quickly, monetarily, and in just also feeling like you have your poop in a group with your website, because you will. Now, Amanda also had purchased my course, The Organic Marketing Framework. So a lot of the more, y'all are hearing my baby in the background here. A lot of the more nitty-gritty details she already had answers to because she had access to my course. So we talked a lot of strategy, SEO, website copy, indexing questions, a lot of those more nitty-gritty things. And then she had the tools because of the course to go and apply them on her own. So I'm excited for y'all to listen in. Take notes about the strategies and tactics that I walk her through and apply them to your own business. This is basically like 20 minutes of free coaching. Hey there, fellow entrepreneur. Welcome to Simple SEO and Marketing with me, Faith Hannon. Do you want to grow your business with organic marketing and finally feel like you can understand SEO? Are you scouring the internet for how to get more website traffic, SEO for dummies, and how to market on Pinterest? Have you tried to grow your business with SEO and blogging only to get frustrated and quit because it's overwhelming and too time consuming? Been there. Hey, I'm Faith Hannon, Jesus lover, copywriter, blogger, wife, wrangler of tiny humans, and barrel racer. And let me tell you, I didn't have time to waste sorting through SEO and keyword strategies that either didn't work or were so over my head I couldn't understand them. I honestly thought that SEO and blogging only worked for people with a PhD in tech jargon and a whole team of employees. Until I learned these secrets. Good SEO strategies don't have to be complicated, and creating and marketing great content doesn't have to take more than a couple hours a week total. So pop in those earbuds, slam some coffee, and let's grow your business with simple organic marketing and a healthy dose of biblical encouragement along the way. So let's chat about, you want to talk about website conversion first?
Let's do it. Yes.
Do you have any desire to ever get into the education side of photography?
I would. I feel like I'm not qualified yet, not because I don't know how to edit, because I do. I just haven't created my own presets yet. And then the other part of the coaching is like, I don't know, like business side. And I'm obviously not booking enough and being a good enough example.
I ask because, you know, if that's something you ever wanted to do, that would maybe inform your strategy a little bit now.
Oh, okay. I mean, yes. The question or the answer to that is 100% yes. Cause okay. I need some other income stream than just me leaving and then, you know, editing for hours on end.
Right. Okay. Okay, cool. So let's look at your homepage copy. So first off, I love this image, but this whole space is wasted because I want this point blank. Tell your ideal client how you solve their problem. So you're above the fold. Do you know what that is?
Yes, I do.
Okay. This is all wasted. I love the image, but it's wasted space because you need to right here. Tell me how you solve my problem.
Okay.
So I'm a big old pregnant mama wanting pictures of my belly and my baby. I'm assuming that's your biggest ticket offer.
It is right now. Yes, for sure. 100%.
Okay. And you can honestly, like, you could change this in the fall for family photos. For family photos that don't suck the life out of you.
I love that.
Or whatever. Like, this needs to be abundantly clear.
Okay.
You're on Show It, correct?
I am. Yep.
Okay. But this needs to be abundantly clear, the problem that you solve. You're a photographer. They know that. You don't have to tell them, I'm a photographer.
Right.
Like, so here's a question. What sets your photography experience apart from every other DFW?
I feel like my client experience is more than a lot of the people around me. I don't know about everybody because there's way too
many people
need to figure that out. But I do feel like my communication and like how involved I am from start to finish is more involved than most of the photographers that are here.
Because you're helping them pick a location, plan their outfits.
Yeah, and I have a client closet that they, like some of my families literally don't even have to get dressed before they get there.
Okay. So
I'll bring literally everything from shoes to hats to scarves or accessories, dresses, you know, overalls, okay. Whatever.
Okay, so to me, the words that come to mind are effortless.
Oh, I love that.
So for beautiful family photos that feel effortless and fun.
Oh, I love that.
And then, you know what? In the middle of the winter, when you're like, nobody, ain't nobody taking family photos.
Mm-hmm. You can
swap this out. I love the bump to, that's really a cool.
Well, so my biggest like package is maternity. So bump, then newborn, baby, and then a year, either 6 months to a year after baby's born, either a milestone or a family session. And it's all included in one thing. So you don't have to worry about booking it per se or finding someone to do it. We just have to find a date.
And so this is then going to stay your H, is this your H1 text? Yeah. Okay. So that can stay your H1 text. Yay. Show it. But I want this to be shorter.
Okay.
Like something that's just like, almost like another way to say you're above the fold statement or like a little bit of longer way. Like, because they're booking you and they're paying a higher price because they don't want to do all that other crap.
Exactly.
They want the show up and make me beautiful.
Exactly.
You know, they're not the DIYers.
No.
So something here that speaks to that.
Okay.
I would bump this up above this section about you. Also bump your testimonials up and then have a little bit about you. And this is just a crash copy course, but I would rework because all of, you know, all of this goes into conversion as well. I would rework this little about you blurb to be something about like photography for and by a mama who gets it.
Oh, okay.
You're trying to, and it's going to feel weird to like write the about me section being like so focused about them, but that everything on your website is about them.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, I mean, they care about you.
They're the heroes of the whole story brand thing, right? So
exactly.
Exactly.
And so something here about like four mamas from a mama who gets it. You've got your hands full trying to wrangle the kiddos, get everybody fed and their hair fixed. You don't need to worry about prepping everything for your photos, figuring out what to wear, where to go, and how to keep your kids happy for photos. I've planned out family photo sessions or curated a family photo experience. I like that better.
Yeah.
For effortless family photos where you and your family can just show up and be yourselves, feel beautiful, and have photos that last a lifetime.
I love that.
Okay, so let's go back to your homepage.
Like I tried to keep it shorter just because there was other pages and I feel like nobody wants to scroll for forever, but I could be wrong. I could need to rework things that way too, but
you know, it just depends. One of my favorite copywriters, Ashlyn Carter, says people don't read boring copy.
That's true. They don't. They only read stuff that keeps their interest.
And so I would almost add like as many what to expect section on your homepage. I would put it below this featured in because that looks amazing.
Okay. So the one I have currently is on my services page, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So the fourth one over. And if I just need to move it over, that's fine. If I need to rework it, that's fine. But that what to expect, it's like a scroll. Like you have to scroll through it, but there are steps there. And I made them super short.
If you had to break it into three steps, what would they be like? Let's talk through. So they've got a book. We got to lump the booking into one.
Okay. So, I mean, really, it's book plan. Well, I guess there's four steps. It's book, plan, shoot, and then happy mail, really. I mean, and I mean, I can break it down more than that, but just because there's, I mean, I've got like storefront where they can like buy actual products and stuff like that too, that I'm trying to start pushing out for an additional stream of income because I've already done that work. But essentially, for someone, you know, coming in, it's really just it's booking it. So, you know, choosing a date, choosing the time, you know, whatever. Planning it out, which I do most of it, but I do need their input because I don't want to put them in something they hate, comfortable in. And then making sure that they have, you know, like I have snacks for the kids and prizes afterwards that they're not going to hate from, you know, from me so they can stay motivated. And then they do the waiting and the picking, and then they get their mail, and then they get to buy things that they want to, kind of thing.
Okay, so here's what I would do.
Okay.
Back on your homepage, because you're solving a problem and we need to communicate clearly how we get from point A to point B.
Yes.
The problem right now is I feel frumpy and bugly and I don't want to book. I don't want to take pictures, but I know I need pictures
Right.
to beautiful pictures that were effortless. So the 3 to 5 steps to get them there, let's put that somewhere in here-ish. Maybe even here. Maybe even here. And say
Okay.
something like, I don't always love the word deserve, but kind of.
Right.
Your family, like your memories, the love you share deserves to be documented beautifully.
Okay.
Or something along those lines. And here's how I can make that. Here's how I can help you.
Okay.
Step one, and don't make it clicky because that's just more
Right.
work.
That makes
Step
sense.
one, let's book a session at a great time that works for you. Step two, let me I want to say let me pl I want to say like let me plan a session. Let me plan this for you.
I say I use words like design and curate too for that word,
Okay.
because it really is. It's there's a lot of moving parts.
Right.
It feels like you're almost like shooting a video, but it's not a video. It's still,
Okay.
you know what I mean? So it's planning almost like what your shot is going to be, and then you just let it happen.
So I would say, but you want to incorporate like the language that they have input, right? They're not just
Right.
like
I
I
did
hate.
use the word partner for a while because
Okay.
that made it seem like A, we were working together. B, there's no one above. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like they feel like they still have a voice and it's not just what
Oh
I
yeah.
say goes type of thing. Because I felt like a lot of people felt unheard for a little while. So I was trying to change that language a bit. But at the same time, I know what looks good on the camera. There's certain colors just don't translate well with my editing as well. So there's that.
Because I'm just trying to like, let's spell out the steps, make it easy. Like, we partner together to design a session that feels like you and looks fantastic on camera.
That I like a lot because that's exactly what I do.
And then step three, you show up to your, you just show up to your shoot and let me do the work, or let me direct, or let me
Yeah.
show up to the shoot and have fun even.
Right.
It doesn't have to be really
Yeah.
wordy. And then even like in you could even do in parentheses, and your kids will enjoy it too. I've got all kinds of tricks up my sleeve for your kids to enjoy it too.
Usually the kids want to come home with me at the end of the night.
And then step four is happy mail.
Yeah, happy mail. Yep, exactly.
And so you put that here, and this is just like the general idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And then your services page, you go into more detail.
Okay.
But even down here, you might even put a section about like what makes this different.
Oh, I like that idea, yeah.
And again, this is you're not taking everything off your service page. You're just putting snippets, so that they can be like, oh, okay, because your homepage is the most visited page on your site. And then I would condense your steps down.
Okay.
Even on here. And, yeah. You know, in your booking, like, they know they have to contact you to book.
Right.
Redundant. Right. You know. And then the questionnaire can be lumped into the designing.
Yeah, for sure.
And I like design better than plan, because plan feels like work. Design feels like an experience.
It does. Yes.
And then show up and have fun.
Yeah.
And then happy meal. So your question stuff, like, mm-hmm. I would almost like break that down a little, like the FAQ and like bullet point answers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can do that.
But just make it simple, easy to read, easy to understand. Like, yeah. So that, if you make those changes on your website, oh, and your homepage, you're going to do your above the fold and you're going to have a book now button here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then you're going to have a book now button here.
Okay. Book now button on the top.
In the middle, top. Right. So this is the most valuable.
Okay.
These are the most valuable spot on all the websites. Mm-hmm. The whole thing in the whole world is right here and right here, because I moves in a Z pattern.
Oh, that makes sense, actually. Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. And so you're going to put a book now button here, or book a spot, or book your dream photo session, or whatever, as long as it's clear. Okay. And then if you want to collect emails,
which I do,
then have your free CTA button here.
Okay.
Have a free, no, sorry, free CTA, paid CTA, and then free CTA, paid CTA, I think. Whatever, so I have.
Basically.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. And I mean, you're on Show It, so you can pick whatever button color. It'll still be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're stuck with.
I love Show It. Show It's so easy. I love it.
It makes my heart happy. And I would consider, just because I'm all about ease of use, I would consider moving your menu up here.
Okay.
Because it's beautiful, but people want functional.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So those are the changes I would make there, and then have your freebie link somewhere on the page.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay, cool. How do you feel? You feel good about that?
Oh yeah, all of it's completely doable. Completely. Cool.
Well, hey there, pal. I just wanted to take a minute and tell you about a coaching call offer that I have for you. Are you tired of having to guess at what keywords you actually need to get more traffic to and more sales from your website? Do you feel like you're just fumbling around in the dark with your SEO strategy? Do you second guess yourself every month when it's time to plan your content? What if we could fix literally all of that in 1 hour? In a 1 hour coaching session, we'll powwow over Zoom and hash out your best fit SEO strategy and the ideal keywords for your business and your goals. You'll walk away with the exact right keywords, page titles, and H1 text for your main website pages. You'll get a blog strategy for the next 4 blogs, complete with SEO-friendly, click-worthy titles, and as a bonus, a Google Analytics tracking template and a bonus module for my course, On the House. So go to faithhannon.com/booking to grab your spot now, or click the link in the show notes. Spots are limited and they fill up fast. So don't waste any more time fiddle farting around with a spaghetti at the wall approach. Let's get a solid SEO strategy locked and loaded and ready to go for you, so that you can reach more of your people with your God-given gifts in business.
All right. So what would you like to work on next? Blogs?
Yeah. I feel like I'm all over the place when it comes to like actually getting content out where people can see it. And when I get content out, I do get more interactions, but it's obviously not, I don't know, it's not the best interactions in the world either. It's like half and half. I don't really necessarily get bookings off of it. So it's like the reactions that I do have are not necessarily even the ones I need, because they're not converting into like clients, I guess.
Okay, so how big is your email list?
240.
And are you sending your blogs to your email list?
I do.
Okay, what else are you sending them?
I try to rotate it between like an encouraging email for just like mamas, and then like a like almost like a tip for what they would need at their next session, something that would help make it easier. And then a blog is usually kind of my rotation.
And all of your email, they're probably all local, right? All your people are local.
Yeah, they are. They're from like the last year of people that have inquired with me, okay, and booked as well from like last busy season and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay, so your content pillars, I want you to focus pretty heavily on client education. Mm-hmm. And just think it like, think of everything you turn out as like, even if this person never books with me,
right,
they're going to feel more confident next time they pick up their phone to take a picture or step in front of the camera.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it.
And so, three styling tips to feel better in your maternity photos.
Right.
Three colors to stay away from.
Okay.
This fall. Finding great locations to take pictures of your kids.
Mm-hmm.
The best times to shoot with small children. But probably don't put shoot and small children.
In the yeah.
The best time to take. The best time of day to take photos with small children. Let's not put them in jail for using shoot and small children. Okay.
That's hilarious.
Yep. That one would maybe not work very well for you.
It might get flagged.
Okay. So, and then like how to handle wild children. Like you could go so many ways with that. Like how to handle children with a short attention span, how to have great photos even if your kids don't want to sit still. Mm-hmm. How to still get good photos if your kids are fighting, how to have great photos if your kids hate their hair, or like whatever these things are.
Yeah,
like think of it as the biggest, most awesome FAQ section.
Okay, that's a, oh yeah, I like that.
For each blog, and each blog is a chance to get found. Yeah. For one of these random things that we have a little bit of time to look at Uber Suggest. Do you have Uber Suggest?
I do. And I will say, as soon as I started blogging, like it told me, I don't know how accurate it is, but it told me I was ranking from like 50 to like, I got to 28. I got up to like 13, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started dropping off again. And I might be tracking the wrong keywords.
So what was your focus keyword phrase for this?
That one was literally, I'm pretty sure it was sessions in Fort Worth, Texas, because I was trying to be really like location based and I was trying to promote my mini sessions, which did end up booking up. So, I mean, I don't know if it's like tied together or anything, but they did get fully booked.
I feel like mini sessions are really hopping this year. You don't have my course, right?
I do.
No, okay. I did. Gone through the blogging part?
I have gone through it a little bit, which is the only reason I kind of understood the keyword thing.
So I want your keywords, though. Your keywords are not in your H2 text.
I don't know do I have, that one actually does have H2 text, but.
You better have H2 text on every blog you ever write, girlfriend.
Oh, okay. I will do that.
Forever, until Jesus comes back. So what was your keyword for this one?
Keyword for that one is stress-free family photo shoot.
Okay. So then in your H2, like feed your kids before your photo shoot is my number one tip for a stress-free family photo shoot.
Oh, make it that long. Okay. I can do that.
If you have to make it sound authentic.
Right.
Because it still has to sound authentic. And that's the cool, fun, pain in the butt thing with the helpful content updates is... Yeah. On one hand, it is kicking AI content out.
I mean, that's good.
That is. It is. But it also means that we have to very intentionally create original content that is helpful. Yeah. But make it SEO friendly. So, like, let's put that for your... And you can go in and change that.
Oh, yeah. No, I can, for sure.
You don't have to, like, redo the whole thing. I mean, that's a quick change. And then make sure that stress-free family photo shoot is, or whatever that keyword phrase is also like in some of your paragraph text.
Okay.
And then in your photo names as well. And then on your actual title,
mm-hmm.
let's try to have the keyword phrase. And this, you don't change this on this block because you'll break your URL.
Sure.
But going forward, try to have your main focus keyword phrase towards the front.
Okay.
So 5, 7, whatever it is.
Yeah.
7 tips to a stress-free family photo shoot, even when everything feels chaotic.
Right. Like, I've been using ChatGPT because it's free, just to kind of jog things and get things going.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, I do. I get stuck a lot. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
I keep telling myself I'm creative, and then this comes out, and I'm like, well, I'll be creative one day.
Well, sit down and brainstorm a bunch of ideas.
Okay.
You know, batch work, different steps of different parts of your process. So, so that you're in that headspace, like sit there with a hot cup of coffee and think about all of the problems that your clients have ever had.
Okay.
Write them all down and just get this big old honking Google Docs sheet with like 500 ideas. And then you can go through and be like, well, I want to write about this, and I want to write about this, and I want to write about this. And if I never want to deal with somebody with a poodle again, so I'm never going to write about a poodle, you know, And then you come up with the idea, and you come up with the topic, and you come up with the tips, and then go do the keyword research.
Oh, so I'm doing it backwards.
Well, and that's the way most people do it.
Okay.
And the way that I probably should, but I just can't because I'm too much of a creative. That when I do the keyword research first, I feel like I'm stuck in a box.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was doing. I feel like I'm stuck, and then I have nowhere to go. It kills everything.
So just like plan out your next 3 blog posts.
Okay. Hey, so is 2 a month enough for now?
If that's what you can manage, that's okay.
Because I was trying for every week, and honestly, that's just a little too much for my brain right now.
And that's okay. That's not going to be your chief moneymaker. Client referrals and client follow-up and reaching out to people and networking, you know, that just is. And so blogging is like the shoring up. The SEO is the shoring up, you know. I mean, people are going to find you. It's not going to be the only way they find you.
Awesome.
All right, y'all. So there it is. If you are ready to have your own customized SEO strategy where we dig in, work through your website copy or SEO or whatever you want to focus on for your hour, then book a coaching call starting March 26th. Hint, hint, we're having a fun little sale where I'm giving y'all $50 off just as a back in the saddle celebration for me getting back in the saddle after coming off maternity leave. And we're booking out spots for the next 3 months. And if you're just wondering, Faith, is this the next best step for my business? What would you recommend for my business growth? Then I actually have a call set up for you where you can hop on camera with me in a group setting, and I'll shoot you straight on March 29th. That's a Friday. We're going to have a call. You can sign up. There's a link to add that to your calendar. And the event is just simply called What's the Next Best Step for My Business? Because I was feeling real creative. But you can sign up for that, and then you can just hop on a Zoom call with me and a few of our other pals, and I'll just shoot you straight and say, yes, I think you should do this. No, I think you don't. And I'm going to be real, real with y'all. I have told several people, hey, this, whatever it is not the next best step for your business. Because if you're not in a place that this is what you need, I don't want you to buy it, because I want your dollars and your time to go towards what's going to be best for your business. So if you're just kind of on the fence, then hop into that call on March 29th. And if you are like, no, Faith, this is what I need, I know I need this, please book me an hour. Then March 26th, you can save $50 on your 1 hour one-on-one coaching call with me. And I'm so excited to be back into a position to serve y'all one-on-one. I love you guys. And it's such an honor and a privilege to get to speak into your businesses and to get to help you grow your reach and your impact with your God-given gifts. So I'll be coming at you again next week with 2 episodes. We're going with the bonus episode next week as well. All right, y'all. We'll chat soon. Bye. Thank you so much for listening in today. Hopefully this episode gave you some really tangible tips for better SEO and marketing to get more leads and more sales from your website. If it did, can I ask you a quick favor? Would you please share this episode with a friend and then just take 10 seconds and go leave a written review on Apple Podcasts? That is the very best way to help more Jesus-loving entrepreneurs scale their businesses so that they can help more people with their gifts and make an even bigger impact for the kingdom of God. And guess what? We now have a Facebook community where we can learn, hang out, and laugh. Go join the Facebook group now. It's linked in the show notes. And all the other things, courses, coaching, and copywriting can be found at my website, faithhannon.com. Until next time, God bless, and I'll talk to you soon. All right, y'all, I have a fun episode for you today.